Welcome to the American Hospital Association's Get Enrolled podcast. I'm Molly Collins-Offner, Director for Policy at the AHA, and I will be your podcast host. This year, open enrollment for the health insurance marketplaces runs from November 1st to December 15th for health coverage beginning in 2018. Getting the word out about the opportunities for coverage is critically important to reach as many people as possible. Nationally, about 85% of people seeking coverage through the health insurance marketplaces qualify for some level of financial assistance to help with premiums and out-of-pocket costs. America's hospitals have long connected patients and the communities they serve to healthcare coverage. On this podcast, we are featuring an innovative program launched by the New Jersey Hospital Association that trains veterans to help other veterans navigate the complexity of health care insurance and enrollment. Joining me on this podcast are our guests, Jennifer Barrett-Sarifi, Director of Community Programs for the New Jersey Hospital Association and Health Research and Education Trust of New Jersey, and Michael Mims, a veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps and working for NJHA's Research and Educational Trust Program, serving as a veteran healthcare navigator. So, Jennifer, let me begin with you. Can you provide some background on NJHA's Veteran Healthcare Navigator Program?
Sure, Molly. Thanks so much. Well, this work started a few years back with a grant we received from a local funding program of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Its aim was to enroll newly eligible New Jerseyans in the expanded Medicaid and ACA marketplace plans. We were asked to hire veterans to serve as certified application counselors, or CACs. Here at NJHA, we're lucky to have a couple nurses who are also U.S. military veterans as part of our quality improvement team, so we jumped at the idea. One thing we learned about working with these veterans is they get the job done. They weren't satisfied to just get people enrolled. If folks had questions or needed additional supports or resources, they identified the needs of these enrollees beyond just signing up and made sure these needs were met. And so it's thanks to them that we reframed our community-related work moving forward to address the types of social determinants of health, supports, and resources that are needed by these target populations, and veterans in particular. And in our current work, we've retrained our veteran team to serve these other health needs as health navigators. One example is mental health first aid. So thanks to a United Health Foundation grant, they're out there supporting the mental and behavioral health needs of veterans. They've also been trained in health coaching. And so they're working on a pilot project for preventing readmissions as part of our partnership for patients work. And they also keep up their CAC certification to support enrollment as well, because as you know, healthcare access is woven into all of the work that we do. And so their presence at healthcare sites and organizations within their communities means that they were perfectly placed to step up and help during this ACA enrollment period this year and play a vital role in helping people get coverage and fill the gaps in that coverage support.
Thank you for that terrific overview, Jennifer. Michael, let me turn to you. Can you describe a little bit about the training that you undertook to be a certified application counselor and the kinds of things you would need to do to help people understand their health options?
Yes, and thank you, Molly. As a Marine, I've been trained in areas like teamwork and commitment, and they've always served me very well. The New Jersey Hospital Association provided additional training for me to really understand health care, the importance of health insurance, and the detailed enrollment information I need to assist these consumers.
So, Michael, what's a typical day like for you as a certified application counselor?
Well, I encounter so many different people with unique issues, so no day is really typical. However, in general, I work in various settings like hospitals, clinics, churches, community centers, etc. Some of the consumers are scheduled, some are walk-ins. There are various complexities to their needs, so the average time per consumer could be 45 minutes to an hour.
So, Michael, it's pretty clear as your work as a veteran healthcare navigator and as well as these additional responsibilities to help people get enrolled during this ACA enrollment period, you really know how important it is to have health insurance coverage to be able to help people address their health issues. Can you comment on that?
Our mission really is helping people address their health problems. Veterans in our communities face many issues like depression, drugs, etc. I understand their needs, whether it's getting them housing, transportation, access to a doctor or other appointments, or mental health screening. That's my mission, and my job is to make that happen. I've learned so much about the importance of insurance coverage and gaining access to preventive care. Plus, I've gained specialized help in areas like depression, substance abuse, and post-traumatic stress.
So, Michael, as we approach the last 2 weeks of the open enrollment for the health insurance marketplaces, are there any messages that you want to share with our listening audience?
Just a few practical things that people should know. We're here to help, so please don't stress. Bring with you things like Social Security numbers for all who need coverage, proof of a New Jersey address, immigration status, employer and income information, and please don't forget, open enrollment ends December 15th, so try not to wait. Get it done now.
Thank you, Michael. Jennifer, let me turn to you. It's so clear in listening to Michael that he serves as a trusted source for community members to learn about healthcare coverage options. And it seems that that trusted source is a critical component of the NJHA's program. Do you have suggestions for those who are tuning into our podcast on how they can start similar programs in their communities to encourage people to sign up for health insurance coverage?
Yeah, absolutely, Molly. I would start by saying, you know, leverage the existing programs and partnerships. We always try to incorporate flexibility into our community outreach grants and projects, and also work with those in our communities who are doing some of the similar work and share and communicate and build on that. In addition, hospitals, as we all know, are an ideal location for getting buy-in on the value of health insurance from consumers. So, you know, utilize that opportunity. Offer space for community-based CACs and navigators. If possible, make available computers, mobile devices, internet access, that sort of thing. And if doing your own program, I would recommend, of course, you know, hiring from within target communities to get that built-in trust. But more importantly, I would say hire veterans. One thing we've been amazed by is just how resourceful and dedicated they are. And they truly are excellent ambassadors to the communities they serve on the importance of good health and insurance coverage.
Well, we're just about out of time for our podcast, but before I end, I do want to thank you, Jennifer and Michael, with the New Jersey Hospital Association's Health Research and Educational Trust, for taking the time today to share with us your terrific program. If you'd like to learn more about the NJHA program, you can email me at mcollins@aha.org. I can then connect you with Jennifer and her team. In addition, if you have innovative ideas you want to share, please email me as well. So Jennifer and Michael, we're going to close out this podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you very much, Molly.